Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, good morning. How y'all doing? Hump day, Wednesday, the middle of the week, the fourth day of the week, the hump day. Today, Black Blacks Radio, we're talking about Sir Mr. John Shipping Jr., black man, who in 1899, John Shipping Jr., then a 19-year-old golf professional, and out of Washington, D.C., was hired as a second-hand professional. He brought his brother, Cyrus, as his assistant, and the two would represent Ronald Mink that year in the U.S. Open at Baltimore Country Club. 3 years earlier, Shipping had made history as the first black golf professional in the U.S. when he was hired as the first head professional at Maidstone Club in East Hampton, New York. In 1896, at age 16, he became the first American-born golf professional in the United States. Prior to Shipping, golf professional jobs were primarily held by immigrants from the United Kingdom and Ireland. So golf only got popular in the United States of America because of a black man doing it. Despite his groundbreaking role as a black golf professional, there was those who curiously refused to acknowledge Shipping's black ancestry, which enabled an inaccurate narrative that he was of Native American descended to remain in circulation for generations. See, I keep telling y'all, this black man, they call him an Indian, but they refuse to call him black. Long as he had the pale-like skin, the lighter skin, long as he had the lighter skin and more futures to what they call Indians, then he wasn't black. I keep telling y'all. It's just like the 13th floor. Go to a building, they say, no, we go from the 12th floor to the 14th floor. We don't call the 13th floor the 13th floor. Let me see if I got this right. Because you refuse to acknowledge the 13th floor as the 13th floor, meaning the 13th floor don't exist. I'm going to say this one more time. Because you, mankind, scared of the number 13, Israel, the original 13, you will not call the 13th floor the 13th floor. You will call it the 14th floor because in your world, when you say it's the 14th floor, you can bypass the 13th floor because it's you. That's now I'm understanding why Matthew 1:23 is not spoken upon, because when they talk, they bypass Matthew 1:23. They go from Matthew 22 to 24 because, see, they can do that. You know, hey, man, it's the 13th floor. Ain't no such thing as the 13th floor. I say it ain't the 13th floor. I say it's the 14th floor, and that's what you got to make it, the 14th floor, because I say so. That's amazing to me. But not really, because these are the same people to tell somebody with the feet upon his goat and the head of wolf and lamb, don't believe in yourself, but believe in what? That Jesus guy who ain't got the feet upon his goat, who ain't got the head of wolf and lamb. Anyway, one more time. What are we talking about? Sir John Shipping Jr. Okay. He was the son of a minister educated at Howard University. sent by the church to a reservation in Southampton. The reservation adjoins Shinnerock Hills Golf Club, where young John would become an outstanding golfer. In 1899, a memo was published by the Green Committee of Amaronimic Golf Club in his own file in the Temple University Archives in Philadelphia. The memo incorrectly noted that Shippen is a direct descendant of John Raphael and Pocahontas and is not of African descent as generally reported. The memo also falsely claimed that Shippen's parents on one side were Indians belonging to the Pocahontas tribe and on the other side from an Englishman named Alex Spotswood. I keep telling y'all, as long as you keep letting somebody else direct your history. Yeah. See all that starting from the family tree and all that stuff? I don't believe in none of that, man. That stuff don't mean nothing to me. That means absolutely nothing to me. Because I don't give a, because see, I'm already knowing. I don't need nobody to tell me who I is and who I ain't, as you steady telling me who I ain't, as you imitate who I is. One more time. Golf became an American thing thanks to a black man. One more time. What did I tell you about black men and women? They do the three W's, change the whole wide world. So from this day forward, when they start talking about golf and they talking about Tiger Woods, let them know John Shippen Jr., John Shippen Jr., John Shippen Jr., the first professional black golf man in the whole United States of America, represents my brother, represents blackness to the utmost. And as always in party, one more time, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moji Gupenda, one love, Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka Yuku, peace from above.